Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today will be my last sermon on the prophetic.
今天是我们在预言这个主题上的最后一次讲道。
I encourage you whenever you have time, go back and listen.
我鼓励大家，如果有时间回家一定要听哦。
And then we will do some of it again in the future.
以后呢，还会再把这个主题带回来的。
You see, it's very important that we as Christians we can hear God.
很重要，就我们作为基督徒，我们是能听得到神说话。
See, the moment I say that, many people say that's impossible.
每次当我这么讲的时候，就有人开始质疑我了，说这怎么可能啊？
The thing is, the Bible says, "My sheep hears my voice."
但是圣经却说我的羊听得到我的声音。
You see, the church can't hear God's voice because we don't believe we can.
教会里面听不到神讲话，是因为教会自己就没有相信神讲话。
And when we do try and hear God's voice, we hear other voices.
然后呢，我们好像努力的想要听神说话的时候，其实听到的又是别的声音。
Because God's voice is not a voice that you can hear with your ear.
因为神的声音不是靠肉耳来听的哟。
Although God can still do that.
虽然神可以这么做啦。
But he rarely do that.
但他并不喜欢，不常这样做的。
Instead, God speaks into our spirit.
反而呢，神是在灵里面对我们说话的。
In practical terms, it feels like God's speaking to your mind.
那实际上的来说呢，就好像是你头脑里有听到神的声音。
And that is called revelation, divine revelation.
其实这个是圣灵的一种启示。
Now, revelation, remember, has different types of revelation. It could be fear revelation. When you're afraid of something, you keep thinking of, I'm going to die.
那其实启示这个词有很多种的，有的时候连恐惧都会带出启示来。比如说你担心自己会死，你就一直恐惧恐惧，然后就真的相信会死。
It's like a voice saying to you, it's like your own voice is saying to you, you're going to fail.
就好像你里面有声音对你说你会失败。
Things going to be difficult.
你的生命会很困难哦。
So therefore, fear brings us thoughts.
所以恐惧就会带出一种想法来。
But also God can give us thoughts.
但神也可以给我们想法的。
The thoughts that come from God are divine revelation.
从神所来的这种想法，就是我们所说的属于圣灵的启示。
Our job is to work out which one is which.
所以那我们最重要的工作呢，就是要分辨得开哦，什么是来自于神，什么不是。
Amen. Don't shy away from it.
不要因为怕听错了就不敢这样去听。
Test it.
而是要去测探。
And like I said, the story of Jesus on this resurrection day tells us that divine revelation often happens when we read the Bible.
我们上一周我们在讲道中有说过，如果想要听到神的启示，那第一步呢，就是先要读圣经。
The disciples saw Jesus and they could not recognize him.
但是耶稣复活的那一天，门徒根本就认不出耶稣来。
And they only can recognize Jesus and their eyes were open after Jesus took them through the scriptures.
当耶稣跟他们讲经的时候，他们的心窍才打开了。
Amen.That's why the Bible is so important to us.
所以读圣经很重要的。
That's why we do what I say. Do the boring things are important.
所以我才说嘛，做那种很无聊、看似无聊的事哦，其实很重要。
Going to church,
来去教会啊。
Praying, reading the Bible,
祷告啊，读圣经啊。
It prepares you to receive God's revelation.
因为这是在预备你能够接受到神的启示。
And last week I was saying that a true prophet.You cannot judge them by what they say.
所以我们上周也有讲到啊，一个真正的先知，你不能光从他们口里说什么来分辨。
A witch can also give you an accurate prediction.
就连巫师他都能够预言、预测未来还准确呢。
Amen. It can actually give you a true prediction.
就连巫术都能够让你的预测未来是准确的。
But the way to tell whether something is true or false is by the person's fruits.
那我们怎么样去分辨真假？其实我们要看那个先知的本身的生命的果子。
So I hope you get the message. If you've got somebody suddenly prophesy to you,
所以如果有一天有这个人突然来给你预言呢
？That you know nothing about.
然后你其实都不知道，没准备好怎么回事
？Don't listen to them.
那你们就先不要听。
Even if they're accurate,
就算他们说准了，说正确了
，until you are happy with the person's fruits.
直到你看到这个人的生命果子的时候，你才能确定他讲的话值不值得听。
That he or she is leading you towards God.
是不是这个人真的是把你带向主的？
They're upholding the word of God.
是不是把神的话语高高举起的？
And from their conduct, you see somebody who's actually godly.
你从他们的生命的见证来说，你能够看到他们是真的很属神的。
Amen? That is why, brothers and sisters,
这是为什么弟兄姊妹们
be careful of famous ministers.
特别要小心那些好像很有名的那种明星牧师啊之类的讲员啊。
I met quite a few.
我其实见过好很多这样的人。
I wish I can tell myself what I'm telling you now.
我希望我今天能告诉你的话，我当时就能告诉我自己。
Just because they're famous doesn't mean they honor God.
他们很有名，并不见得他们就是把荣耀归给神。
And what they teach you is correct.
也不代表他们代表他们所教的就是对的。
But when you look at their character,
但是你来看看他们生命中的果子和性格。
They seem to be people who look have different motives.
你能看到他们里头有不同的动机。
So be careful.
你们要小心。
So therefore, if somebody who you cannot trust gives you a prophecy, even if it's accurate,
你要是有一个人你不怎么信任他，他就算给你发预言说准确了，
it is okay to question it.
你都还是可以反问他们的。
It is okay just to put it aside.
或者你可以就置之不顾的。
You will not upset God.
你不会让神不高兴哦。
Amen.If God desperately needs to talk to you, He will find different ways of talking to you.
如果神想要对你说话，他怎么着都会找到方法对你说话的。
I had the same dream.
我有一个这样的梦。
For nearly 10 years.
有十年了，同样的梦。
Because I was not listening.
因为我一直没有听，所以就一直做梦。
So over a period of nearly 10 years, God keep on telling me the same dream.
所以在这个十年里头，我就反反复复的做这个梦。
And I had exactly the same dream.
而且这个梦的里头的细节都一模一样。
I was so familiar with the dream.
我已经熟到不能再熟了那个梦。
But I know what's going to happen.
我都知道在梦里要发生什么。
I dreamt myself in a hotel.
我知道我当时在梦里面，我是在一个酒店里。
I've been there for 10 years.
然后我在那里待了十年。
In other words, when I dream, I keep going to the same hotel.
所以每次我的一有梦的时候，我就会进入到那个酒店。
I'm familiar where the doors are.
我记得的那个门是什么样子。
The streets around it.
旁边的街道是什么样子。
And I had the same dream.
我每次就重复同一个梦。
Because God wanted to tell me something.
因为神一直要跟我讲一个讯息。
Amen. How many of you would have given up telling me?Once or twice.
你们是不是如果是普通人的话，你是跟人说一些事情，说完了就放弃了？
God does not give up.
神就不放弃的。
If he wants you to hear something, he will keep telling you.
他如果想让你听见，他会一直一直给你讲。
Look at the entire Old Testament. How many times has God been telling Israel, "Don't do this, don't do that"?
你看看整个旧约，神有多少苦口婆心的、反反复复的告诉以色列人不要这样。
God does not give up on us.
神从来没放弃过对我们说话的。
So if God really is speaking to you about something, but you accidentally not hear because you're not sure, it's okay.
如果神想对你说话，但是你当时又不是很确定那个预言对不对，其实完全没问题的，就不听好了。
Amen. God will not be upset. He will keep telling you.
也不会不高兴，他会找个别的方式再跟你说的。
So today I want to tell you about what is the motivation in prophecy.
所以今天我们讲的讲题呢，是预言中的动机是什么？
In Corinthians chapter 2 verse 28 it reads, And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administering, and various kinds of tongues.
哥林多前书12:28，神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是医病的恩赐，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
So the problem with the church of Corinth is that people love the giftings.
那哥林多教会的这个问题就是他们很喜欢追求恩赐，
Because it gave them a status.
因为这给他们有一个身份，
It made them special.
让他们看着很特别。
Amen. That I can I can say in tongues.
哦，我能够讲方言哦。
I can prophesy.
我可以说预言哦。
I'm an apostle.
我是一个使徒哦。
I'm a prophet.
我是一个先知哦。
Today, church, some churches still do this.
现在很多教会还是这样子。
Apostle this, prophet that.
他们都会叫每个人给名字的哦。这个人是个使徒，那个人是个先知。
My question is, who appointed you?
我的问题是，是谁按立你当使徒、当先知的？
Do you understand?
大家明白吗？
And near where I live, there is an Aldi, a supermarket.
在我所住的那个地方呢，有一个Aldi 这个店。
Supermarket, yeah.
就是一个超市店。
And when you go up the, and it's next to a church.
它呢就在教会的旁边。
And then when you go up the escalator towards the supermarket.
如果你坐那个电梯上去那个超市的话
，You can see the car park.
你就能够看到底下的停车场。
You see a big parking space.
你能看到一个很大的一个停车位。
Apostle.
上面写的是使徒停车位。
The next one, another big one.
还有旁边又有一个停车位。
Prophet.
叫做先知停车位。
Next to that, bigger one, another big one, evangelist.
再往旁边看是一个传福音的人的停车位。
You see, do we need such a thing to remind us?
我们真的是需要这样子被提醒自己的恩赐是什么吗？
You may see yourself as an apostle, but does God see you one?
你可能自己认为自己是个使徒，神是这样看你的吗？
You may see yourself as a prophet, but did God call you?
你也许自己认为自己是个先知，神是这样看你的吗？
Amen. We're into titles.
我们呢就很喜欢寻求各种头衔。
God is into the anointing.
但是神却要看恩膏的。
Either you're anointed or you're not.
你要么就是有恩膏，要么就是没有。
You can call yourself whatever you like.
你想给自己取什么名字都随便了。
For example, I always say to me, if you want to call yourself a CEO.
你要是想叫你自己总裁。
If you're really that desperate.
如果你要这么想叫自己总裁的话。
Just go and spend some money and start a company.
那你就是花点钱，然后你就开始一个公司，你不就是总裁了吗？
Amen. Then you can give yourself whatever title.
你可以给自己一个头衔呐。
And so that was the problem with the Corinthian church.
所以哥林多教会当时就是这种问题。
And it caused division among them.
然后就因为这个问题，他们当中就有分裂。
It caused superiority.Elitism in the church.
所以他们当时就有一个阶层之分了，就有的人觉得自己高一点。
So people wanted positions in the church.
然后他们教会里面就有各种高层位的高层的职务。
Let me ask you, did David seek a position?
那我来问问大家，大卫王当时是想那么想当王的吗？
Did Moses seek a position?
摩西当时那么急着要去当领导者吗？
Did Jeremiah seek to be a prophet?
那连耶利米是不是一刚开始就想要当先知呢？
They were all called by God.
他们都是被神直接呼召的。
The worst thing you can do is thinking you are somebody that God has not called you.
最不要做的就是自以为自己有什么恩赐，但神其实根本没恩膏。
The worst thing you can do is to minister the gospel without the anointing.
最糟糕的就是你去传福音，但是却没有恩赐。
Because what you say can give life.Or what you say can bring death.
因为你的口中所说的话可以带出生命，也可以带出死亡。
And that is why, brothers and sisters,
这是为什么？
The best ministers that we can find are the ones who do not want to be ministers.
所以那最好的一些侍奉者，他们其实心里根本就压根不想当侍奉者。
But God called them.
但是神直接呼召他们的。
Amen.We see many of these examples.
我们看到圣经里面有很多这样的例子。
But Corinth is different.
但是哥林多教会呢就不同。
And it reflects the church today.
他们其实是我们当今教会的一个镜子。
And that is why in verse 29, Paul says, "Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do they all have a parking space?"
哥林多前书十二章二十九节说：“难道个个都是使徒吗？难道个个都是先知吗？难道个个都是教师吗？难道每个人的停车位都一定要有个头衔吗？”
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
听明白了吗，弟兄？
I can see Paul writing a letter to that church saying, "Do you all need a parking space?"
所以我就感觉好像保罗专门写信给哥林多教会的人说：“你们每个人的停车位都要有头衔。”
Do you have to be an apostle to park there?
需要当一个使徒才能拿到停车位吗？
This is what Paul is dealing with in Corinth.
这就是保罗当时需要在哥林多教会处理的问题。
And yet some Christians have not learned the lessons.
但是当时的基督徒就没有学到这个功课。
They go after titles, not the anointing.
他们就一直想要各样的头衔，却不知自己有没有这个恩膏。
If you go after the, if you seek God for the anointing, you pay a price.
如果你需要一个恩膏的话，那你就要付代价。
Nobody likes to go through what God put you through.
可是没有人又愿意真的走这个代价的十字路。
For you to have an anointing, God will break you down.
如果你真的是有恩膏的话，神在你生命中做很大的破碎工作。
And rebuild you.
然后要拆毁以后重建。
And that's called dying.
这个就叫做我们说的与耶稣一起同死。
Amen. And so in verse 30 say, do all possess gifts of healing?Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire higher gifts. I will show you a still more excellent way.
所以哥林多前书十二章三十到三十一节说：难道个个都是有医病的恩赐吗？难道个个都是说方言的吗？难道个个都是翻方言的吗？你们追求的是更高恩赐。保罗在说。
Not all of us can be apostles.
你们不是所有人都是当使徒的。
Not all of us are called to be prophets.
也不是你们所有人都是当先知的。
Not all of us are gifted.
也不是每个人都拿到这个恩赐的。
He said, but let me show you one thing.
但是我要给你们看。
One way that is better than all of these.
但是我要给你们看一个更美的路，比前面讲的都要好的恩赐。
And so, in the next chapter.
所以在下一章。
Which we read in weddings.
我们在一般在婚礼上喜欢读出来的章节。
It's called First Corinthians 13.
我们来看看哥林多前书十三章。
The most Pentecostal charismatic chapter of the Bible.
是整本圣经里面最灵恩派的经文。
And that is why people who are against speaking in tongues prophecy, why is it?They always read First Corinthians chapter 13.
所以那些呢，反对所谓的灵恩的各种东西，要反对什么方言的，就是拿这节经文来反对的。
It was not written for two people getting married.
因为这个不是光是为两个人结婚用的经文哦。
It is not a definition of love.
这个是爱的定义。
Amen.
不是爱的定义。
It is actually Paul saying to Corinth.
这是保罗对哥林多教会的人说
Hey brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Don't be divided.
千万不要搞分裂
Don't be elite.
不要分裂开
We are all one body.
我们是一体的
Don't fight amongst each other.
不要互相争斗
Don't try and be above each other.
也不要好像争谁比谁厉害
Nothing to do with two lovers.
跟什么两个人结婚基本上没有太大关系的。
It makes me laugh every time.
对，每次我一参加婚礼，听到有人用这个经文，我就会觉得很好搞笑。
First Corinthians 13 chapter 13 verse 1, what does it read? No, not the, I haven't really put it down.
哥林多前书十三章一节，你知道他说什么吗？
What is it, Betty? What does it say? Though I could speak.With tongues of an angel.
他说就算我能说出天使的方言。
Pentecostal.
灵恩派的教徒们听好
了。Charismatic.
那些相信灵恩的五旬派教会的人。
And yet, in the weddings, we said, though I can speak with tongues of angel.
所以呢那却在婚礼上他们就会说我们是讲天使的语言。
Next time when you're in a wedding and they read that, you say, Vicar, what does that mean?
下次你们要再读到这个话的时候，你们一定要问那里的牧师，这个是什么意思？你们读出这个经文。
So Paul is basically saying, love is the greatest of all.
所以保罗是在说，爱才是高于一切的。
It is the most excellent way to serve God.
是最好最好的方法来侍奉神的。
And that is the secret of why one person when they prayed for the sick and the other person praying for the sick, there is a difference.
这里面是有个秘密哦，就好像一个人为这个生病的人祷告，和另外一个人为同样生病的人祷告，效果是不同的。
When you approach the sick with love,
当你去到病人面前带着爱的时候
，your chance of seeing the sick healed is high.
你看到这个人得医治的机会是大的。
When you want to prophesy and you love the person, your chance of getting it right is high.
当你这个人发预言的时候，如果你里面是有爱的，那你的机会正确率可能也更多
了。Let me tell you the difference. If the God gives you a word saying, if that person does, that person going to die tonight, and if they do not repent, they will die and they will go to hell.
那如果比如说哈，神今天晚上对你说，如果那个人今天晚上再又不悔改的话，今天晚上就会死，然后就会去地狱了。
If your heart is full of hate,
如果你呢很讨厌、很恨他那个人的话
，When you deliver that word,
当你讲这句话的时候
，You're full of joy,
你会非常喜乐。
你死了，
你要倒霉了，死定了。
If you do not repent,
你今天晚上要是再不
悔改 ，You will go to hell tonight.
你知不知道你就会要进地狱了？
Thus says the Lord.
是神说的。
Amen. You feel happy.
然后你会觉得心里好开心啊。
If you got that kind of heart, don't deliver that message.
如果你心里真的有这个想法的话，你千万不要成为说出这句话的人。
Because God can never be like that.
因为神绝对不是这样子来说这句话的。
Instead, pray and pray and pray.
反之，你就是要祷告了，再祷告。
Until God give you a loving heart.
直到你的里面有爱为止。
So that when you deliver that message,
所以当你在说出这段话的时候
，your heart is full of concern and full of sadness.
你的心里面是很悲痛的，是很为这人担心的。
And it comes from your voice.
这个里面会借着你的声音会带出来。
You might even be crying.
你可能都会有眼泪。
Brother,
说弟兄啊
，you must repent.
你今天晚上真的是需要悔改。
If you don't repent,
如果你要是再不悔改的话
，tonight could be your last night.
今天可能会就是最后一晚了。
And when you are in hell, you can never come out.
如果你要去了地狱的话，你就不能再回来了。
Just from your love, it will bring conviction.
从你的爱里面说出话，一定对方是有反应。
You see the difference?
能看出不同吗
？Same word, but delivered in a different way.
但是可以
That's why Paul is saying, so what if you're an apostle?
所以保罗说，那些人都想当。
So what if you're a prophet? If you can prophesy.
就算你是先知啊，就算你是使徒，又怎么样呢
？But if your motivation is not love,
如果你里面的动机都没有爱的话
，then he said you are nothing.
那你什么都不是。
And let's go to chapter 13, verse 2.
我们来看看哥林多前书13:2。
Put it on a slide here. And if you, I have prophetic powers and understand all mystery and all knowledge.And I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but I have not love. I am zero.
这里面说，我若有先知讲道的能力，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有齐备的信心，使我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不了什么。
Now can you see why, when you judge a true prophet?You're looking for is this man or this woman? Do they really love people?
所以你的辨别方式，比如说有先知啊什么在你面前，你要看他们是不是有爱。
So what if you can tell me my telephone number?
就算你能告诉我的电话号码又怎么样呢
？And you can get everything accurate.
就算你把我所有的人的信息都讲清楚了又怎么样呢
？According to Paul, you are nothing.
保罗所说的你就算不了什么。
What is nothing?
算不了什么是什么
？Nothing.
就是什么都不是嘛。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, those of us who are seeking to serve the Lord, you must be full of love.
所以这些来寻求主的人，你们里面都是有爱。
Otherwise, it won't please God.
要不然就不会讨神的喜悦。
You see, when we stand before God, when we go to heaven one day,
就我们站在神的面前，比如说站在在天堂上，站在神面前。
I do not believe God will say.What have you done?
我不相信神的第一个问题会是说，哎，你这一生都干了什么
？And then we say, I did this and I did that.
然后你就像报功一样的说啊，我今
天干了这个干
了那个。
Enter my kingdom, you faithful servant.
然后神就接着说啊，那你要进入我的国度来，你是一个忠实的仆人。
For years, I used to believe that is the case.
我以前真的是这么认为的。
And I always feared that.I don't have enough.
我总越以为我好像对神没有做够，所以就想多做。
But instead, I now realize.
但现在才知道。
When I see Jesus.
当我看到耶稣的时候。
He will say to Joshua.
他会对我说 ，Joshua.
Have you how much do you love me?
你到底有多爱我呢
？How much do you love people?
你到底有多爱人呢
？That is important. Why? Why do I know that?
为什么我知道
？Because that's the commandment.
因为这是神的诫命。
Hear, O Israel.
是，他是这样子对以色列人说的。
Hear, O Israel.
他说以色列人
要 love God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength.
他说要全心全意全力的爱你的主。
Amen. And then Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you.
耶稣也说你们要互相相爱，像我们我怎么爱你。
On that basis, God will judge us.
就是这一个最根本的问题。
He will judge us.
神就是在他的审判中看这个。
You see, God does not need us.To serve him.
神并不需要真的有人来侍奉的。
But he's involving us to serve him for one reason.
但他叫我们来侍奉就为了一个原因。
So that we can gain love.
所以我们可以学会爱。
When I heal the sick,
就当我能医治到病人。
I actually see the love of God.
我看到了神的爱。
Not how anointed I am.
不是看到我自己有多恩高。
How wonderful I am.
看到我有多棒。
Do you understand?In, when God gives us power, it's not to elevate us, it's to elevate Jesus.
当神给我们能力的时候，不是要提高我们的，而是要高举耶稣。
So the one who received the ministry can see God loves me.
所以这在侍奉神的过程当中，应该所学到的功课就是神有多么爱我们。
And if we have full of, and if we allow the Lord to transform our hearts and fill our hearts with love.
我们需要神来带到我们的里面来改变我们的心，让我们的心里面也充满爱。
Not our love.
不是我们自己人的爱，而是神的爱。
He says, "Love one another as I have loved you."
因为他对我们说的是，你们要互相相爱，像我爱你们的那样。
In other words, you and I can only love properly, and we can only love in the correct way when we first receive the love of Jesus.
所以换句话说，除非我们真的从耶稣这里真实的体会过爱，要不然我们就不懂得怎么去爱人。
If you want to know what love, the definition of love,
如果你想知道爱的定义是什么
is the love from God.
是关于神的爱
That love from God that we can all feel and we can all understand in our hearts. That's what he wants us to be filled with.
神想让我们被充满的是他的爱，是让我们真的知道和体会到他有多爱我们。
And when we give that out,
所以当我们把他的爱给出去的时候
that's how we love people.
才是真正的爱人。
Because when we try to love,
如果我们用我们的天然人来爱的话
Our love have conditions.
那我们的爱是很多条件的
Our love have expectations.
我们的爱也是有很多期待的
But God just gives out his love.
但是神却直接要把他的爱给出去
Amen. And when the person gets healed,
对，当一个人得到医治时
And when the person receives a word from God,
当那个人接到了神来的一句话时
Can you see why prophecy has to be something that builds people up?
所以你能看到先知的预言一定是建造这个人的
Because the person who hears it, they feel, oh, God loves me.
所以这个人听到了以后的第一感受应该是神好爱我
Amen.And when the person feels God loves them, they get built up.
当这个人感觉到神好爱我的时候，他就被建造了。
So brothers and sisters, Paul says, "So what if I can, if I have the prophetic powers?"
所以保罗才这么说，就算我有各种先知讲道的能力，明白各样奥秘又怎样？如果没有爱，我算得了什么？什么都不是。
Instead.Be filled with the prophetic power.
反倒是说，让我们要神的先知的能力来充满我们。
And minister in love.
然后我们在爱里把这个能力给出去。
Then we are something.
那我们才算是一些人。
We are something because we are representing Christ.
我们是那些能够代表基督的人。
Amen. In verse 8, it says, "Love never ends."
四里面说，爱是永不止息。第八节。
And it compares it with what?Prophecy. As prophecies, they will pass away. As tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away.
看保罗是怎么把爱来做比较对比这些先知讲道。他说先知讲道最终都要归为无有，说方言的最终都必停止，连知识都会归于无有。
When I was a young Christian, I was always told you can take nothing to heaven except souls.
我记得以前还是年轻基督徒的时候，就有人老跟我说，除了你自己的魂，你什么也带不走到天堂上。
Not true.
其实不是这样。
What we can take us to heaven is not just souls.
我们能带的不光是魂哦。
But we can take love up.
我们可以把爱也带去。
Amen.We're full of love, and we take love with us.
当我们在里面被神的爱充满，我们把这个爱带走。
So that when we see Jesus, wow, my lover.
所以当你看到主耶稣的时候，你就说那是我所爱的。
Don't be one of those Christians when we see Jesus. Wow, you are real.
千万不要当那种基督徒，就是你一上去看到的神的时候，你说哎呀，原来你是真的呀。
And then Jesus sees you. 你是谁？
然后耶稣就会说你是谁 ？Who are you?
Amen. When we go up, we see Jesus. Jesus, our eyes are full of tears. The lover of our life is there.
当我们看到基督的那一天的时候，我们会满脸的热泪，然后说：“主啊，我终于看到你了。”
And then when we see all the brothers and sisters that we minister to on earth welcoming us onto heaven, they all love you because you love them.
那你还看到你曾经在地上所侍奉的弟兄姊妹，他们都在天堂那里等着你，他们爱你是因为你爱过他们。
When I get to heaven, I want to see a multitude coming.
当我去
Joshua was coming.
当我进到天堂的时候，我也巴不得那些人都会来，好多人都会来迎接我，说：“哎，就是我来了。”
I don't want to go to heaven and say, "Is this heaven?"
我也不想去到天堂的时候，然后觉得：“哎，这是天堂吗？”
没有人呢。
No one's here.
You understand?
能明白吗
？Brothers and sisters, it is all about God and it's all about people.
所以都是关乎神，也都是关乎人。
I prophesy because God loves the person that He wants to speak to.
我发预言是因为神爱这个人，神想对他说话。
Unlike the Corinthian, I want to prophesy because I want people to show how spiritual I am.
而不是像哥林多教会的人说，我这样子说预言，让别人能看到我有多么的属灵。
Look at this verse.
来看看这个经文。
As for prophecies.
对先知讲道
they will pass away.
它终究会归于无有
As for tongues,
说方言的
they will cease.
最终会停止
He's talking to the Pentecostals and the Charismatics.
他是对这些讲方言的这些灵恩派的人说话哦
As for knowledge,
他说
it will pass away. He's talking to the traditional church.
他说连知识都会归于无有他是讲那些传统教会哈就是只是读圣经的那种
It doesn't matter. You say, 我们有道，我们有道，但是你没有爱。
So those people say, but we have the word, we have the word, but you don't have love.
It doesn't matter whether you're PhD or whatever in the word. If you got no love, what is it? You are zero.
不管你是博士也好啊，什么神学学者也好啊，没有爱的话，你什么都不是。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, here it covers.A spectrum, you know, in the, what makes a person spiritual?
对，到底怎么样的人才是属灵的人
？You see, for the Corinthian, being spiritual means I can prophesy, I can speak in tongue, and I'm full of the gifts.
对，哥林多教会的人，他们以为的属灵呢，就是我能够先知讲道啊，我能够说方言呢、啊，我有很多恩赐啊。
And today.In the Pentecostal and Charismatic churches, some people see it that way.
现在很多灵恩派的教会仍然是这么认为的。
And then on the other side,
但是另外一面呢
？In the traditional churches,
在传统教会里面
，they're like these religious people.
他们又去了一个极端，像个很非常宗教的人物。
They got so much knowledge.
他们满头脑的知识。
That they reject Jesus.
但他们就不认得耶稣。
We got so much knowledge that we reject the Holy Spirit.
我们有这么多的知识，可是圣灵却拒绝他。
We are, I'm afraid, brothers and sisters, we're amongst friends anyway. I don't care whether people, I upset people or not.
我讲话可能会得罪人啊，反正我不管了。
I'm angry.
我就不管了，我就继续讲。
Because people who claim that they know the Bible.
因为有人会说，他说我很懂圣经哦。
Why is it that you know the Bible so well that you kick the Holy Spirit out of the church?
你为什么懂圣经懂到你竟然不接受圣灵的
？Amen. And that Jesus said He poured out the Spirit. It was the promise of the Father.
耶稣说要把圣灵赐给我们，那是因为父神所应许的。
Amen. And that makes me angry.
听到想到这里，我就会很生气。
Because this is the Holy Spirit that we really need in the church.
因为我们最最需要的教会里面就是圣灵。
I can't heal people.
我要是没有圣灵，我怎么医治
？I can't do anything for people.
我也不能够服侍任何的人。
But the Holy Spirit can.
但是圣灵却可以。
Amen. But what when people are in desperation?
当人很迫切的一个光景当中
，They don't want a Bible study.
他们不想再来看圣经了。
Oh, I'm sick. Can you pray for me? Let me take you through 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
比如说有个人已经到了病危状态了，然后你说让我们来翻开圣经，看看哥林多前书第二章。
When somebody is drowning in the sea,
当有人都已经在海里面求救，
and they're asking for help,
然后他求救的时候，
and when you have a child who's in a mental hospital,
如果你有一个孩子他已经进了精神病院的话，
desperation,
这么迫切的光景当中，
the last thing they need.It's an exposition on the doctrines.
那他最不需要的就是你还在这种教义上面跟他们说教。
Amen. What they need is somebody that can bring them Jesus.
他们需要的就是有人能够马上把他们带给耶稣。
If you're drowning, you don't need someone to calm you down.
你要是还在海里面挣扎，你不需要有人跟你说啊，安静点。
You need somebody to throw you a lifeline.
你需要马上有人把救生圈丢给你，救生衣丢给你。
If your child is stuck in the mental hospital, you need somebody that can cast out the demon, heal the sick.
如果你有孩子都已经进了精神病院了，你希望有人能够马上医治他，能够赶鬼出来。
Amen.That's what the giftings are for.
这个才是恩赐的所在。
Neither is it for the, like the Pentecost for convenience.
那也不是对于灵恩派的人觉得，哎，有了恩赐就好方便哦。
Oh no, I don't want to go and see a doctor.
我今天不想去看医生了。
Because God can heal me.
因为神可以医治的嘛。
I can't be bothered to go to church, go to the hospital.
我今天就懒得去医院了。
That's not what the giftings are for.
恩赐才不是给这个原因用的呢。
The giftings are for demonstration of God's love.
恩赐。仅仅就是要来展现神有多爱你用的。
Especially when we are so desperate for God.
特别是我们在一些特别迫切的光景当中。
And when we are desperate for God, we need the Holy Spirit.
当我们特别迫切的时候，我们特别需要圣灵。
I spent my lifetime trying to get to know the Holy Spirit.
我花了一生的时间想来认识圣灵。
There's so many things to discover about God.
有这么多关于神的奥秘，我们想知道的。
What should motivate us is saying, I want to get to know God even more.
所以我们的动机应该是，我就想多认识一些神。
Because I can truly bring people.Jesus to people.
因为我想真的能够把耶稣带到人面前。
I want to get to a time. You and I should get to a point where every time when we pray for people.
所以我们应该到一个光景，就是我们一给人祷告时
，it brings fruits.
马上就能看到果效。
Isn't that what you see in Jesus?
这是不是你们看到耶稣自己本身的见证呢
？Isn't that what you see in the Book of Acts?
你是不是看到《使徒行传》里面的见证呢
？It surely we can also have that.
那当然，我们也应该有这些。
Amen. And so.The motivation has to be love.
所以动机一定是爱。
And so in verse 9, he says,
所以第九节说,
For I we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away.
第九节说, 我们现在所知道的有限, 先知所讲的也有限, 等那完全的来到, 这有限的必消逝。
Now, I'm not trying to knock down prophecy after spending weeks prophesying about teaching about it.
我并不是在这里要否认先知讲道，我都花了这么多周来跟大家讲这个事情。
I'm not trying to rubbish prophecy.
我并不是说这个东西没有用哦。
It is important if we do it out of love.
先知讲道是有用的，但是最重要的是一定是从爱出来的，爱的源头。
But Paul is basically saying, even if you can prophesy so well,
所以保罗说，就算你觉得你发预言发得好。
It's still only partial.
但是还是有限的。
It's incomplete.
还是没有完全的。
But love.
但爱。
Is the one thing that can achieve everything.
是就靠着爱，其他的就都成就了。
Because he say, love never fails.
因为他说爱是绝对不会消失的。
And it's true.
是的。
If you are full of love, it will never fail.
是的，如果你的里面充满爱的话，这个是不会消失的。
And so when Paul lays out, so Paul.The whole chapter 13 is about addressing the problems that he was talking about so far in Corinth.
所以整个十三章都是在讲哥林多教会的问题，然后保罗想帮他们解决这些问题。
The division of the church.
因为教会有大的分裂。
He said, "Let's love one another."
所以保罗才对他们说要爱彼此。
So prophecy has to be done out of love.
所以发预言的源头一定是来自于爱。
There's a Singaporean theologian about seven years ago, he wrote his PhD.
那有一个新加坡的学者，他以前学了神学哈，大概五年前他读的博士学位。
And what he did, he studied all the Singaporean assemblies of God pastors and leaders.
他呢就学习了整个新加坡的各样的事工人物和牧师们。
And he analyzed how people practice prophecy.
他就开始去分析这些人是怎么样去尝试操练先知讲道的。
And one of the questions he was asking, what motivates people to prophesy?
所以他就一直在采访他们这个问题，到底是什么让他们有这个动力和动机去讲先知上讲道
Now, these are Pentecostal people. These are Pentecostal people.
这些都是灵恩派的一些教派的人。
And to his surprise,
但他很吃惊的是
he discovered
他发现了
the main motivation because the minister loved people.
最主要的动机是因为呢侍奉的人他们对他的会中有爱。
In his PhD, it was a big discovery.
所以在他的那个博士学位的那个讲文章里面，这是一个很大的发现。
But isn't that what Paul says?
但其实他花这么长时间去发现，这是不是就是保罗在十三章所说的？
We don't need a PhD to discover that.
我们不需要读博士学位去发现这个问题。
Just need to read the Bible.
就读圣经就会找到答案了。
And I praise the Lord that He confirms love is one of the most important motivation for prophesying.
所以这个学者最后也同样的说，确实爱才是最重要的动机。
So chapter 14 verse 1 is almost like therefore.
所以到了哥林多前书十四章一节，他就开始总结说。
He now looks at Corinthians.
他看看整个哥林多教会。
And he begins to summarize.
他开始来总结。
And he begins to go into the operation of prophecy.
他就开始讲到了那些恩赐的运用。
Look what he says in verse 1.
看看他在第一节说的什么呢？
He said pursue love.
他说要追求爱。
He put that first.
他把这个放到第一位哦。
He said pursue it.
他说要追求。
Pursue it.
使劲的追求。
Like you're pursuing a girl.
就像你追男孩女孩那样追的。
You pursue.
你要去追的。
You remember those days?
你能想到你年轻的时候追人的那个光景吗？
Doesn't matter how far, it doesn't matter how much, in those days, you know, when you want the telephone, people like who's living in Hong Kong or something like that, it's £1 a minute.
你知道我那个年代，那时候我们想跟一个远距城的人打电话，一分钟就一磅钱的。
I still remember, right? I had to get loads of coins.
我还记得那时候我要拿好多好多这种硬币。
And Suzanne was on holiday.
因为我的，因为我太太当时在香港度假。
And I had to phone her.
然后我就一定要打电话给她。
So I got lots of coins.
所以我就拿了好多好多的硬币。
Tens of pounds, right? You get what you say, yeah? 一磅 ，one minute.
记得一磅就只有一分钟讲话哟。
So keep talking, and I keep putting my pounds.
然后我就边讲话就边放进下一个硬币。
It was a very expensive phone call.
我当时那个电话讲得好贵哦。
But why do I phone?
那为什么我要打电话呢
？Because of love.
是因为爱啊。
Because I was pursuing love.
因为我在追求他呀。
Paul is saying.
所以保罗说。
Get your pound coins ready.
把你的硬币都装好了。
Yeah.Pray.
然后祷告。
Keep putting your pound coins in.
然后再不停的再把你的硬币放进去，说主啊。
And as you pursue, you are pursuing love. It's like you are pursuing the love of your life.
你这样追求主的感觉，应该是你自己追求爱人的感觉是一样的。
And once you finally marry her,
等你终于有一天娶到她了。
Then you can go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
然后那你再回到哥林多前书十
三章。Then it will mean something.
然后你才会觉得哦，读懂了。
You're pursuing her.
当你追的时候
Now, he says, pursue love.
他这里面说要追求爱。
You see how he prioritized that?
我们一定要把这放到首要，看到没？
And then he says, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy.
他说了，还是要切慕属灵的恩赐，尤其是做先知。
Pursuing is not the same as desiring.
我们说的这个切慕和渴慕还有点区别哦。
Pursuing a girl, really love her. Pursue.
你知道我追女孩子的感觉的那种渴慕吗
？Desiring is, I wish she can be my girlfriend.
哦，渴慕就只是心里想一下哦，我希望她是我女朋友就好了。
So Paul is saying the effort that you put in love.
所以说你在爱里面放进去所有的努力
should be far more.
应该要更多
than the effort that you than the desire for the gifts.
多过你放进对属灵恩赐的渴慕。
It's not that prophecy is not important. It is important.
没有说在否定属灵恩赐不重要。
But Paul is basically saying, get your priorities right.
但是保罗是在说你的优先权要放对。
Because a true spiritual person under this teaching.
因为一个真正属灵的人在这样的教导下。
It's not that I can speak in tongues like the Corinthians.
并不是说我是在哥林多教会是那个能说方言厉害的
人。Or I know the Bible so well, like the religious leaders.
或者是我作为传统教会，我是一个知道圣经很棒的人。
That does not make you the spiritual person.
这个并没有会让你多属灵。
What makes you spiritual is that your heart is full of love.
让你真正属灵的是你那个爱的心。
You can truly love people.
你能够真正的懂得用神的爱去爱人。
Amen. And when you do that.
当你这样做的时候
You're following the example of Jesus.
你就在沿着耶稣的榜样在做事。
Did you know when you read about Jesus in the gospel?
你知道你在福音书里面读到耶稣时
He's speaking about the kingdom.
他在讲到天国时
He's teaching.
他在教导
Every word that Jesus utters is prophetic.
他所讲的每一句话都是先知性的讲道
Because he hears from God.
因为他能够直接听到神的声音
Every word he utters from his mouth gives life.
口中所说的每一句话都是生命。
Every word that he says, he builds up, he sets people free.
他所说的每一句话都是建造人，都是叫人得释放的。
That's why Jesus' words are so powerful.
这是为什么耶稣基督的话这么有能力。
We can be the same.
我们也可以如此。
He's our example.
他是我们的榜样。
If we are so full of love, if we pursue after prophecy because we want to bless people.
如果我们真的是里头满满有爱，然后我们再来追求先知讲道，是为了祝福他人。
That come out of your mouth.
那个从你口中所说的话
，be full of life.
就会满有生命。
Amen. He will set the captives free.
你会让那被掳的得释放。
And Paul says that's the function, that is the purpose of prophecy.
所以保罗说，就是这个源头才对了，才是先知讲道的目的。
That you can build other people up.
因为你可以来建造其他的人。
That you can set other people free.
你可以让其他的人得释放。
That you can encourage them.
然后你可以鼓励到他们。
You see, I encourage you, those of you who are pursuing after, you really want to love people.
所以这些我想鼓励这些真的是在追求爱的。
Not only are you generous, are you a giver.
不光说是你是一个慷慨的人，一个大方的人。
And you are faithful in church.
然后你在教会里面也很信实。
I'm speaking to a brother and sister, you know you are full of love, you really want to love.
我是特别讲这些很有，满满里头满满有爱的人。
Let me encourage you.
我来鼓励你。
Pursue after prophecy.
来，你现在有爱了的前提下，你来追求先知讲道。
Not that you can be a prophet.
不是你可以当一个先知。
It's so that whenever you speak,
而是说你每次一讲话，
the spirit of the Lord speaks through you.
圣灵就会借着你来说话。
And when you talk to somebody,
然后当你对人讲话的时候，
they feel comforted.
他们马上会得安慰的。
And remember, you don't even know you're doing it.
你最好的就是你连自己都没有意识到你在做这件事。
When you thought about somebody,
当你开始突然想到一个人，
and you just give them a text,
然后你就跟他们发了一个短信而已。
Oh, hi, Xinya, how a long time no see.
哦，新娘好久没见哦。
Are you okay?
你还好吗？
Yeah. You know, Xinya, when I was praying for you, I just felt to say to you, God knows you.And he loves you.
我心想，我刚才为你祷告哦，然后我在为你祷告的时候，我就想对你说，神好爱你，他知道你现在在想什么。
It's very simple words.
可能听着很简单的话语。
Very unspecific.
可能也不是很具体到哪件事。
How do I know that's not exactly what she's thinking? God, do you really love me?
哦，你我又怎么知道是不是信瑶当时真的是在想主啊，你爱不爱我呢
？Many years ago, I was really getting angry with God.
所以很多年以前呢，我就有一次特别生气对神。
And after work, I was driving home, and I got so angry.
当时工作完了以后，我在回家的途中开车的时候很生气。
Do you really care?
我对神说，主啊，你到底管不管我？你还关心不关心我
？Do you really care about my situation?
你到底关不关心我现在的光景
？Do you know my name?
你是不是都不知道我的名字
？Or I'm just a Christian in your eyes.
或者我只是你眼中众基督徒的一个而已。
A sheep in your eyes.
可能在你的眼里就是群羊中的一个。
Do you know my name?
然后我就好生气说，你到底知不知道我叫什么名字
？And then when I got home,
然后回家以后
the phone rang.
我的电话就响了。
And then somebody said, "You know, I was reminded today."
然后就有一个人跟我说话，我今天听到一个事情哈。
And God reminded me why I came to your church.
神呢就提醒我说，我当时为什么来你教会
？He said these words.
他就说了这个话。
Joshua.
他说。Joshua, 你的名字。
I know his name.
我知道你的名字。
Does that mean anything to you?
然后那个人就很自己都不太清楚，他就说：“我讲这个话对你来说有意义吗？”
I say yes.
我说非常有。
Do you see to him or her? It's just crazy.
所以对于刚才那个想侍奉的这个侍奉的人来说，
but,
他都自己都不知道他在干什么。
But to me,
但对我来说
，It was a reply from God.
是神直接来回答我一路上的那个抱怨了。
Amen. And then years later, similar thing happened. I was sitting in my living room.
后来一年以后又有类似的事情发生。
On a Sunday when I got back home.
是一个星期天呢，我回到家以后，我就坐在我的家里。
I'm angry.
然后我又对神说：“神啊，我……”
Do you really care?
你到底管不管我，关不关心我
？How come you didn't show up in church today?
你为什么今天在教会里面都没有你的同在的感觉
？Amen. Sometimes I talk to God like this is the way our conversation is. I say, Lord, why are you like that?
我经常跟神就是这么亲密的讲话，然后就经常跟他抱怨。
Why you are not just show up in church?
你为什么今天在教会里面我都感觉不到你同在？怎么回事
？We really sought after you.
我们一直在那里寻求，不是吗
？Are you there?
你到底在不在呀
？Where are you, Lord?
你到底在哪里呢
？And then next morning,
然后第二天早上
，my phone rang.
有电话响起。
An intercessor rang and said, "I was praying for you, Pastor."
有一个代祷者也对我说话，他说：“哎，我今天在对为你祷告。”哎。
And then I heard these words in my spirit.
然后我的灵里面就听到这个话。
I am in your living room.
我在你的客厅里面。
Does that mean anything to you?
这个对你有意义吗？这句话。
I said yes.
我说有。
See, I was sitting in my living room. Where are you, Lord?
我当时就是坐在我的客厅里面说。
And the answer comes back the next day in your living room.
然后第二天神的回答就是我在客厅里呀。
Amen, brothers and sisters. When we say, "Where are you, Lord?" Right there.
所以当你们如果对神说神呐你在哪里呀？
Do you know my name? Yes.
你知道我的名字吗？我知道。
Your Chinese name and also your English name.
他把你英文名、中文名都给你讲一遍。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? God is so real.
因为神这么的真实。
A few encounters like that makes me shut up.
那有这么几次经历以后呢，我就再也闭嘴了，不敢不好这么说了。
God is so faithful.
神是这么信实的。
He knows us when we are frustrated.
他知道我们的状况，哪怕我们很失望。
But do you know those two incidents really encouraged me?
你知不知道这两次的事件特别鼓励到我？
Because they were prophecy.
因为这就是真正的先知。
Hallelujah.
讲道发预言。
Can you imagine if somebody say nobody loves me in church?
也有，比如说哈，有人说，哎呀，教会里人都不爱我。
Nobody cares about me.
嗯，都没有人关心我。
And God, I don't even know what you care about me because the church doesn't care about me.
神啊，我都不知道你到底关不关心我，那教会的人也没关心过我啊。
And then that week, you just don't know why in your heart, you just feel like you want to invite that person for a meal.
然后你那一个星期呢，你也不知道为什么，你突然就想，我要请这个人来吃个饭。
So that sister or brother comes in, nobody loves me.
然后那个抱怨的那个弟兄姊妹呢，就被你邀请到了。
And then Daniel comes along, hey.Would you like to come home and go to Speedy Noodle? I'll buy you a meal.
然后信瑶就说，那要不要你跟我们一起来 Speedy Noodle? 我就给你买一餐，买个饭吃。
That is prophetic.
这种就是属于先知讲道。
What was the words?
他刚刚所说的是什么呢？
It's not thus says the Lord.
他没有说哦，是神说。
I predict this and predict that.
我来预言你这个事情哦，预测你那个事情。
You know, it will happen 10,000 years later.
100年以后哦，会发生这样的事情。
Instead.Do you want to come Speedy Noodles?
他只是说啊，你要今天我们一起去吃
饭吧。Those words are not very spiritual.
这些话呢，听似非常的不属灵。
Do you want to come to Speedy Noodles?
你要不要来跟我一起到餐馆吃饭呢？
It's not very spiritual, is it?
是不是听得很不属灵的？
But for the person who's been talking to God, Speedy Noodles translate "I love you."
所以对于那个一直在抱怨的那个弟兄姊妹来说呢，他能听到你叫他去 Speedy Noodles 吃饭，就是神亲自对他们说话了。
啊，神真的爱我。
他马上翻译成神爱我。
Speedy Noodles doesn't mean 神爱我。
那一般的人会听不懂啊，或者说，哎，你是怎么说去那里快餐店吃饭叫做神爱我呢
？When we do it out of love, we can say things and we don't know why we do things, but to the person on the other end, you don't know what's going on in their lives.
所以啊
，God does.
有的时候我们因着爱做了一些事情，你自己都不知道自己到底做那个是什么意义，可是对那个接受到你的爱的人来说，意义重大。
That's why prophecy can be.It can be manifested in different ways.
所以预言可以用各样不同的方式来彰显。
You know, come speed the noodle with me. I get you a 河粉。
来跟我一起来吃饭，我给你买河粉吃。
Yeah, I remember one day I was at home.
有一天我在家里面。
And I was saying to Suzanne.
然后我对 Suzanne 说。
I wish I can have this chili oil that my brother's partner make.
我好想吃我哥哥当时给我做的那个辣椒油哦。
It'd be so nice to have that.
要是我能够吃到那个辣椒油就好了。
I said, Suzanne, I miss that chili oil.
然后我就对我太太说，我特别想吃那个辣椒油。
And then in the weekend, literally a few days later.
然后就是几天以后那个周末。
My brother comes with me some chili oil.
我的弟兄就来到我的家里，真的就带了辣椒油来。
That person.He was in the kitchen and he thought about, I need to make some chili oil.
他就是那个人，他在厨房里面做饭的时候，突然就想到，哎，我要做一些辣椒油。
So who put that thought in his head?
是谁让那个人突然想到说要做辣椒油
？Here I am saying, oh, I wish I can have that chili oil.
他又因为他们不知道我在这里说了我想要吃辣椒油。
And then this brother, he was cooking, said, I need to make some chili oil for Joshua.
所以这个弟兄马上就说，我要给 Joshua 做一些辣椒油。
Now the chili oil is prophetic, isn't it?
所以这个 这个辣椒油是不是就是非常的
一样性的。God hears me and God loves me.
这个虽然看似是辣椒油，可是我收到的信息是神爱我，神很关心我。
You see, when God wants to tell somebody that He loves them, that He doesn't have to use "I love you."
你知道，当神想表达我爱你的话，他不是只有一种方法说我爱你三个字哦。
Instead, it came as "Here's some chili oil."
神对你的爱可能就是拿着辣椒油到你面前说我爱你哦。
Amen. To Betty, right? Here's a roast duck.
对 Betty 来说就是那这是你的烤鸭。
You see, none of us will know how God will speak to us.
所以我们每个人其实都不知道神是怎么样对我们说话的。
Like Jesus, everywhere he goes, he spoke, and he set people free, and people feel loved by God.
就像耶稣一样，他不管去到哪里，他都说话。他说话的时候，人就得释放，感觉到神爱他们。
If he does that,
如果耶稣都可以这样做
then we need to follow.
那我们也需要这样子的
And I encourage everyone, those of us who really want to serve the Lord,
所以我想鼓励大家你们是想侍奉神的人
and that you really want to love people,
你们一定想要先学会爱
Today, say, God, I want to take prophecy seriously.
所以今天你对神说主啊我要很认真的来对待这个先知讲到的事
Help me to distinguish what is your thoughts from my thoughts.
你来帮助我来分辨哪个是我的想法哪个是你的想法
Lord, while I'm learning,
主啊在我学会分辨的这个功课中
help me to accidentally speak your words out.
你要帮我有意无意的就把你的话说出来
Yes, let's accidentally speak out.
让我们就是有意
无意 Do you want to go to Speedy Noodles?
就是有意无意的说出来哎，跟我一起吃吃饭好吗就随便说出来的话
Here's some chili oil.
这是你的辣椒油
Amen. That will encourage people.
这个会很鼓励到人
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are blessed by you.
主啊，我们今天是被你祝福了。
Lord, you work in ways that we do not understand.
主啊，你的道路高过我们的道路，是我们所不知道的。
But there are enough times in our lives when we see your hand upon us.
在很多生命中，很多生活中都能看到你的手在我们的里面。
We see your footsteps.
我们看到了你的足迹。
We see your fingerprints all over our lives.
我们看到了你的手印，主啊，都在我们的生命当中。
No wonder why, Lord, that.In the Bible, it describes you like a thief that comes in and you go.
难怪连圣经里面会说你像贼一样的，一切进来然后又出去。
Father, my house is full of your footprints.
主啊，我的家里面全都是你的足迹。
Our workplace is full of your fingerprints.
我们的工作单位全是你的手印。
Without us knowing,
我们连自己都不知道。
You are working.
你已经在工作了。
Help us, Father,
主啊，帮助我们
to be people, Lord, that's able to prophesy,
成为那可以真的先知讲道之人
to encourage people,
能够鼓励到人的
to tell people,
能够告诉人
there's a fingerprint of God there,
神的手就在你的身上
there's a footprint of God there,
神的足迹就在你家中
so that we can recognize,
让我们能够意识到
and be encouraged,
然后被鼓励到
that in our situation, Lord,
主啊，在我们的光景当中
you are there,
你就在这里。
In our workplace,
在我们的工作当中
you are there.
你就在那里。
And when our children is in a hospital, you are there with them.
在我们的孩子就在医院的时候，你也就在那里。
Father, whenever we need to know that you are there,
主啊，当我们需要你确定你在那里的时候
whenever we need to know that you are with us,
当我们想确认，再次确认你要跟我们同在时
let us be that mouthpiece for you.
让我们成为你的嘴替，帮你说话。
Let us accidentally, Lord.
让我们一不小心那话就溜出来了。
Let us accidentally have your thoughts.
让我们一不小心就能听到你讲话了。
Whilst we're learning, Lord.
主啊，我们来学习。
Use us.
主啊，你来使用我们。
Use us.
使用我们。
But above all, Father.
但是最重要的是。
Pour out your love into my heart.
把你的爱放到我们的里面。
Into our hearts, Lord.
放到我们的里面。
So that what we give out is not of us but of you.
当我们所给出去的时候，流露出的不是我们自己，而是神。
Father, let us wherever we go.
主啊，不管我们去到哪里
，we will be ready for you.
我们都会为你预备好。
Whatever you or whoever you want to touch.
不管你想触摸哪个人
，let us coincidentally be there.
让我们就一不留意就到了那里。
Let us accidentally be in the right place and the right time.
让我们一不留意就到了一个对的地方，碰到了一个对的人。
So that we can be your vessel.
让我们一直时时刻刻为你做器皿。
Lord,
主啊
，we desperately want to serve you.
我们迫切的想要来这样侍奉你。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，来帮助我们。
Holy Spirit, direct our path.
圣灵啊，来带着我们的脚迹。
In Jesus' name, let's stand.
奉耶稣基督的名，让我们一起起立。
Hallelujah.
双手，高举双手，赞美你我主，全心全然，
全心全然都给你耶稣，一生一世活出荣耀的形象，勇敢地向着骄阳之上，
高举双手。高举双手。
Father, we thank you for today. Lord, we want to be people that are prophetic. Let life come out of our mouths. To set the captives free. To heal the broken hearted. To tell people that Jesus loves them. So I ask you, God, to transform us here today.
主啊，你来从里到外的改变我们。
That we can be that vessel.
让我们成为你的器皿。
We thank you, Father.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
用耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. One thing.